just about a mile off of 109.
Yeah, we will be talking about the 2023 Dodge Challenger SRT Demon at some point today. When I hear 0 to 60 in 1.66, and then I pulled it up and I learned a little bit more about it. Oh, my God. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. I got a lot of messages in. But I wanted to get a lawmaker on. Fargo Representative Gretchen Dobrovich has been on the legislative session, and it's been a session. That's an understatement here. But there was an amendment and a bill that she had been working on, and there was some commentary in that committee that stood out to me, and I wanted to learn more about that. So, State Representative Gretchen Dobrovich, welcome back to Afternoons Live. How are you today?
I'm good, and thank you for inviting me back.
I appreciate having you back. Give me a rundown. How are things going out there now that we're past crossover?
We're chugging along. You know, it's been a somewhat difficult session in getting things passed through. There's been some pretty extreme legislation, and seems to storm either the end of the week or the beginning of the week, and that's kind of weighing in on people's moods as well.
I can about imagine that end of that week where you just want nothing but seeing that tower in the back of your rear view as you're getting back home, and then having a blizzard keeping you there. Just from my own experience, I can about imagine the drag that has on the attitudes out there. And guess what? We're about 50 minutes away from having another winter storm warning take effect out here. So the winter that won't end and a legislative session that's been stressful. What a perfect combination over the next few weeks here.
Exactly.
Representative, I wanted to have you on to explain, because I got word about the House Human Services voting down an amendment on Senate Bill 2150. And the amendment, well, folks, has got to do with the abortion trigger, allowing exceptions in North Dakota up to 12 weeks for rape, assault, incest. But it was the conversation and the line of questioning that you received that I wanted to ask you about. Because my understanding, Representative, is they asked you if you worked with lobbyists on this, right?
Correct.
Explain what happened to me.
Yeah, I had introduced an amendment to the bill that would double the time that a person who had been victim of sexual violence, whether it was a rape or incest, to have 12 weeks instead of 6 weeks to terminate a pregnancy that was the result of that act of violence against them. And I had been asked the question if I had worked with, there were a few lobbyist groups that were mentioned, and my answer was that I had not. I don't work for lobbyist groups. I certainly work with lobbyists. They're a very valid and important and needed part of the legislative process. But it kind of threw me off, because as legislators, I view it as, well, we all work for the people who elected us, not for special interest groups.
So they asked you if you worked with these lobbyists, because that's who sometimes butters the bread, for lack of a better term. And then what? Was that the reasoning? Did they act on your amendment? Did they defeat it because you didn't work with those lobbyists?
I believe it was defeated just because of individual legislators' beliefs. Okay. Is why it was defeated, and not so much that I didn't work with the lobbyists. With this particular bill, I know that there was a lot of work between lobbyist groups to assure that the intentions of groups that were pushing for it, but then for to assure that medical providers would be able to practice medicine and take action when they had a situation where their patient was pregnant and there was risk of the woman losing her life as a result.
I'm curious if the conversation's been at all impacted. We just saw at the end of last week about the Supreme Court's holding on to this injunction on the trigger law. Is that weighing in on these conversations in these committee rooms of what needs to be done at all?
Yeah, it will be. In fact, the bill was pulled from the floor schedule and is going back to the Human Services Committee. We haven't had any discussion on it. I haven't heard if we will be taking it up this week. My guess is next week, but that's simply a guess. But to take a look at what language is in the trigger ban, what language is in the bill that's being proposed, and what's in statute, while also looking at the ruling that until the lawsuit is finalized, until there's a decision there, until it's heard and there's a decision, that women do still have the fundamental right to abortion in North Dakota. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You finish your thought.
And say, and this is particularly important in, you know, the instances of life-saving and health-preserving circumstances.
Representative Gretchen Dobrovich is our guest here in Fargo, just giving us an update on some of the work out in Bismarck. I don't know if you've followed, because it passed the House of the, you know, expansion of school lunch program at no cost. I know it was whittled down to $6 million in the House. The committee on the Senate side put out no recommendation. The $24 million for private funding got a do-pass recommendation. I'm just curious, do you understand why all of a sudden this fight to provide lunches for students has become such a chore for people to get behind out there?
I don't understand it. To me, it's just like it just should be. It's not a... in my opinion, a significant amount of money to be investing in our students. It would be a tremendous relief for families who aren't eligible for the low-income, no-cost meals through current program. But those families that sort of fall in between, that, you know, maybe have two or three, four kids that they're struggling to pay for lunches for. I don't understand. I was really disappointed to hear that it came out of committee with no recommendation. So I guess we'll see what happens.
I shouldn't have expected you to have an answer for that, because I can't find an answer as to why this has become such a fight myself. Other states have proven they can do it. It comes down to having a will, because we've got the dollars. It's just apparently we don't have enough courageous members, at least on the North Dakota Senate side as of now, to get it done. Gretchen, what I miss, I know how busy these days get out there, and just hearing some of the ins and outs of that committee work. Give me a positive note. What's a good thing that you're excited about out there, if anything?
One thing that I'm really excited about that happened today is the House passed a bill from the Senate that would create a grant program for rural grocers. And having grown up in Slope County and lived in some other rural parts of the state, unfortunately, grocery stores are struggling to find distributors that will come out to the rural areas and provide the food to stock their shelves. And we've even, you know, had instances where school districts have not been able to get distributors out for the school lunch programs. And it was I'm really excited about that. I think that's great news for North Dakota, so that schools can provide the school lunch program, and so that rural grocery stores, you know, who there's customers for. It's not that the business isn't viable; it's that literally they can't get stock in. So I think that's really, really exciting, and I think that impacts a tremendous amount of the state. So that's one off the top of my head that was exciting. I think the last week, the curling becoming our state sport was kind of fun.
Were going to be separating there. I was all up in arms saying curling of all sports is the official sport in North Dakota.
What would you have proposed?
I wouldn't have proposed anything. I don't think we need an official state sport. However, I said, we're all talking about the Class B going on right now, so basketball, and I'm not even a basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little late now, though. Your vote's already in, and it sounds like you voted the wrong way.
you know, as much as those a bill like that one maybe doesn't have a huge bearing on people's everyday lives, I know, I just see the value in having some of those fun little bills that lift our spirits.
Okay, I'll let you have that one. We'll end on a note of that. Gretchen, I always appreciate her. Representative Dobrovich, you drive safe if you're coming back this weekend. We'll chat again soon, all right?
All right, thanks so much.
All
bye.
Right, back. Representative Gretchen Dobrovich, curling. Here we are. It comes back full circle. The lobbyist thing, I want to pick up where the conversation started because they do have power out there. In fact, there was a single lobbyist that just derailed even the potential to look into whether or not paid family leave in North Dakota is something we should get behind. Figuring out whether or not it's viable, and even just answering the questions that they also just seem to have as an excuse, saying, well, we don't have answers to this question, so we ought not do it. Well, stop getting in the way. And I'm talking about the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. And that includes right here in this area of all this back and forth of we can't find workers. No one wants to sign on the dotted line and go and spend time in my office and my assembly line driving this, that, whatever the profession might be. Stop standing in the way of allowing some of the benefits to at least even be looked upon. I'm going to come back and give you more examples of that and all of these thoughts that have been waiting on the school lunch program on a Tuesday afternoon. That is rolling on right here on KFGO.